there's the stuff you could do, the stuff you want to do, and the stuff you have to do. The stuff you have to do is where you should begin. Start at the epicenter. Whew. Hey, Pronouncers, welcome back. Different episode. I reread a book that I love called Rework. Bit of a tongue twister. Rework was a book that I started reading and really loved because of its contrary thought to business. A lot of business books talk about growth and doing more, right? More marketing, more sales, more stuff, more people, more profits, all the things. But there's so many different principles that I took away from this book that I'm going to be sharing the 15 of them, and I'm going to go through them. So hopefully you guys find this interesting. If not, let me know in the comments down below. But first, we've got a couple incredible sponsors that always help us put on this incredible show. Stalls.com. If you're ready to take your custom apparel to the next level, Stalls is the leader in heat printing solutions. Not only that, but Stephen was just showing me all of the heat applied products that they're using at Campus Inc. on hats and headwear. Really, really cool. Whether you're a small business just starting out or established brand that's scaling, check out stalls.com. They've got so much there, equipment, transfers, and support. But make sure to use the code HUSTLER20. That's HUSTLER20. Gets you 20% off your DTF transfer order. Multicraft underscore daddy, David Multicraft is just killing me with the Instagram posts. I love it. AI videos, the screen printing history. He's in the lake too. Chris, you got to pop this video up here. If you need ink supplies or a daddy, Multicraft screen printing and digital supplies have been around for over 50 years. They're a legend in the space. Mention the Printable Pod that gets you 10% off your first order. Not only that, you guys know the drill. DM him. Send him a DM on Instagram. He's sending out PMI tape and other really cool things every single week. Send him a DM with your email address to enter. Okay. If you want $250 of product credit, head to easyway.com/giveaway. Easyway.com/giveaway. Just enter it. Why not take the $250, right? They are doing a monthly giveaway every single month. EasyWay is launching this program, and so it's really, really cool. Check them out. EasyWay support is incredible. They've got so much downloadables and resources and knowledge to be able to help. They make reclaiming screens a whole lot easier with their systems, chemicals, and equipment. GraphXSource, if you need a solution to improve efficiency and reduce costs in your art department, GraphXSource.com offers industry-leading outsourcing options for your shop by truly becoming a part of your team. They plug and play with Printavo and other shop management softwares, so handling SEPs and mockups, creative art, order management, digitizing, all that good stuff. They've been doing it for over 40 years. They've got offices all over the world to be able to help you be able to do all this stuff. But also mention Printavo Pod 24. That gets you 50% off your first order. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read a couple summarized quotes and then some thoughts if I have any at the end. So number one, why grow? People ask, how big is your company? Everyone's got this, right? How many autos do you have? How many people do you have? It's small talk, right? But they're looking for a certain answer. The bigger number, the more impressive generally from a sort of powerful position, right? You'll hear nice. And they'll say that if that's, you know, a lot of people or a lot of equipment, whatever it is. And if you're smaller, you tend to hear, oh, cool. Jason Fried in the book Rework and DHH, who are the two authors of it and founders of Basecamp or 37 Signals, which you may have heard of, says, don't be insecure about aiming to be a small business. Anyone who runs a business that's sustainable and profitable, whether big or small, should be proud. Number two. Make a dent in the universe. To do great work, you need to feel that you're making a difference, that you're putting in a meaningful dent in the universe, and that you're part of something important. Not only is that important, and I think at Printavo, the big thing was we want to be the best, easiest to use shop management software for many, many years and still do. It helps create a North Star for people that you bring on, right? Especially those most important hires. They really want to work for something that they care about, that they're passionate about, to go on that mission with you. Number three, less mass. Embrace the idea of having less. Right now, you're the smallest, the leanest, and the fastest you'll ever be. From here on out, you'll start accumulating mass. And the more massive an object, the more energy required it is to change its direction. That's so true, right? I mean, as a company gets bigger and bigger, it is so hard for them to be able to maintain that flexibility and to pivot. As things change, as industry changes, as needs change, it becomes very hard. Whether you add mass with, you know, space, equipment, people, things, time, contracts, everything that's longer term, that adds mass. Number four, embrace constraints. Less is a good thing. This kind of goes off number three. Constraints is an advantage in disguise. Limited resources force you to make do with what you've got. There's no room for waste, and that forces you to be creative, right? You know, when we started against all odds, right? You're not supposed to be able to quit your job and build something that you can hire other people and provide a really great service. But you did that and you got creative and you did it because you didn't have unlimited budget and funds and resources to be able to do that. And by embracing constraints, especially with team to be able to come up with solutions, it forces everyone to be more creative. Build half a product, not a half-ass product. You can turn a bunch of great ideas into a crappy product or service real fast by trying to do them all at once. You just can't do everything you want to do and do it well, though. You have limited time, resources, ability, and focus. It's hard enough to do one thing right, so start chopping. Gosh, I think everyone knows that. It's so hard to learn. And then when you add another service or for example, when we built the Printavo core workflow system, and then we added merch years later, it was very difficult to maintain both, to scale both and improve both. We really had to start to choose, do we want two half-assed products, or should we really focus on the core? And that had to pull back and continue improving the core. Next, start at the epicenter. When you start anything new, there are forces pulling you in a variety of directions. There's the stuff you could do, the stuff you want to do, and the stuff you have to do. The stuff you have to do is where you should begin. Start at the epicenter. Whew. Boy, do we get distracted with everything that we either want to do or are nice to do or feel good doing. But are those the most important things that we're starting the day with? The epicenter of tasks? I don't know. We really got to get better at that. Focus on what won't change. This is next. Focus on what won't change. A lot of companies focus on the next big thing. They latch into what's hot, what's new. They follow latest trends in tech, but that can be a fool's path. You start focusing on fashion trends instead of substance, and you start paying attention to things that are constantly changing instead of things that last. There's that great Bezos quote where he talks about an Amazon. We didn't try to focus on what was changing in the trends. We tried to focus on what our customers would always want. What were the truths that would last forever? For them, they talked about quick shipping, right? The most competitive pricing, the best customer service, things that people would want no matter what was changing around them. Interruption is the enemy of productivity. If you're constantly staying late, working weekends, it's not because there's too much work to be done. It's because you're not getting enough done at work. Oof, that hits. And the reason is generally interruptions. Instead, you should get in the alone zone. Long stretches of alone time are when you're most productive, when you don't have mind shift between various tasks and you can get a boatload done. I feel like it's not even just people tapping on the shoulder. It's a lot of times ourselves of, all right, well, let me try to get the easy stuff done again, and then I'll move to the harder. And the amount of times that the harder ended up getting pushed to the next day, I hate to count those. Okay, next up, quick wins. The way you build momentum is by getting something done and then moving on to the next thing. No one likes to be stuck on an endless project with no finish line in sight. What can we do in 2 weeks? Let's get it done and get it out there so people can start purchasing, trying the service, using it, whatever it is. Say no by default. It's so easy to say yes. Yes to another feature, yes to an overly optimistic deadline, yes to a mediocre design or service. Soon the stack of things you all said yes to grows so tall you can't even see the things you should really be doing. Deal with the brief discomfort of confrontation upfront and avoid long-term regret by saying no by default. I love this next one. Don't confuse enthusiasm with priority. You know, like when you get super excited and you know, you start blocking off other things to start working on this new thing. Don't confuse enthusiasm with priority. Coming up with a great idea gives you a rush. It gives us all a rush. And of course, you want all to get done right away. So you drop everything you're working on and begin pursuing your latest, greatest idea. Bad move. The enthusiasm you have for a new idea is not an accurate indicator of its true worth. Let your latest grand ideas cool off for a while first, and then come back to them. Out-teach your competition. I love this about marketing. You can advertise, you can hire salespeople, you can sponsor events, but your competitors are all doing the same things. So how does that help you stand out? Instead of trying to outspend, outsell, outsponsor, try to out-teach them. Teaching isn't something your competitors are probably even thinking about. Most businesses focus on selling or servicing, but teaching never even occurs to them. Nobody likes plastic flowers. The business world is full of quote-unquote professionals who wear the uniform and try to seem perfect. In truth, they're just coming off as stiff and boring. No one can relate to the people like that. Don't be afraid to show your flaws and imperfections. That is what real people respond to. So talk like you really talk. This is actually really great. Reveal things that others are unwilling to discuss. Be upfront about your shortcomings and show the latest version of what you're working on. I like the "so talk like you really talk," especially with email marketing. We talk about email marketing as being such an easy, low-hanging fruit. It's so cheap to be able to send out a mass email to your customers and just stay top of mind to them. But many emails in our inboxes, if you click through them, they look like kind of a robot wrote them. Maybe ChatGPT now wrote them. The ones that I feel like I always gravitate towards opening more or excited to look at is the ones that were written by a person that have emotion, that have thought, that have like a perspective to them. Talk like you really talk. And one easy way to do this is literally just write it up as if you're texting a friend and copy and paste that in. It helps remove that de facto sort of corporate language. Marketing is not a department. Marketing is something everyone in your company is doing 24/7, 365. Just as you cannot not communicate, you cannot not market. So imagine this, right? Every time you answer the phone, it's marketing. Every time you send an email, it's marketing. Every time someone uses a product, that's marketing. Every time you write, you know, different words in your website or blog, the after dinner mint at a restaurant is marketing. The checkout counter and how it looks in that experience is part of marketing of your brand. The invoice and the experience that people get to be able to approve something and work with you, that's marketing too. This was really, really written well also in Zappos, the founder of Zappos's book. And you guys can read that. I highly recommend it. It's called Delivering Happiness by Tony Hsieh. And last but not least, speed changes everything. Your call is very important to us. The quote is, "We appreciate your patience. The average hold time right now is 16 minutes," end quote. He says, "Give me a break." Getting back to people quickly is probably the most important thing you can do when it comes to customer service. Couldn't agree more. Speed generally is almost a free, very low cost value add to whatever you're doing that makes customers feel good. It gives them a wow moment. All right. That's the book, Rework. I highly recommend just to go buy it because it's a great one. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode and have a great week. Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications. If you enjoyed this video, if you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.